Do you really show up for your own vision? Written and narrated by Mike Iamelli. Originally posted on MikeIamelli.com on July 16th, 2019. If there's one thing I've learned through my journey, it's that the secret to creating any vision in the world is just to show up for it. It doesn't really matter if we feel good enough or capable. It actually doesn't even matter how successful we are at it, or if we even do much at all. None of that matters. All we have to do is show up. I know dozens of writers who have a few hours every day where they show up in front of their keyboard. That's it. Some days they write a few random thoughts for the whole time and have to throw it away. Other days they write masterpieces for their next novel. It doesn't really matter either way. They just keep showing up. I know people who got themselves to start exercising by just showing up to the gym and then going home. I'm not kidding. For a week or two, they'd go to the gym in their workout clothes every day, walk around the place, and then go home. Sooner or later, they wanted to start exercising because they showed up. I know bloggers who showed up for years, even when readers didn't, who have now become giant names in the industry. I know speakers who showed up to tiny meetup groups and lunch and learns every week for years and are now speaking on global stages. To be honest, many of these people didn't feel all that talented or good enough, and their early iterations are an embarrassing far cry from where they are now. But it didn't really matter. They just showed up and kept showing up. I've loved writing this blog for so many years for that exact reason. It's just been a ritual, an anchor, something that I just show up to without any pressure or expectation of results. This blog landed me a book deal. It landed me some of the most amazing patrons and collaborators I could ever imagine. It landed me some of the deepest unpacking and exploration of my work. But none of that matters, because that's not even the greatest benefit. The greatest benefit is just practicing showing up for my vision. We visionaries have a low capacity for our ability to show up. We tend to be so excited about the vision, which feels so real in our mind, that we get frustrated when we don't see it happening out in the world immediately. We start off so excited and enthusiastic, and then we don't see the results we wanted or expected in a few days, weeks, months, or even years, and we stop showing up. We forget that the magic isn't in the specific results we get. It's in building our capacity to just show up. Showing up is vulnerable. It's a deep surrender. It's kind of saying, I have no fucking idea what's going to happen, and I might be totally wasting my time, but I have a vision that feels real to me, and I'm showing up for it. It's an exercise in trust. Regardless of the outcome, as long as the vision feels real, we can show up for it. And it becomes a devotional practice. To a vision, an unseen force that maybe only exists in our mind right now. It's faith itself. To show up again and again with no clear expectation of what's to come. We don't show up for the result. We show up for the practice. Because showing up itself is the result. Like meditation, the practice is the result. Lusting after results only reinforces our belief that we're not good enough. That we need to change to be worthy. But what if we're already worthy enough to show up for ourselves and our vision? Showing up for ourselves becomes contagious. It starts to spill over into other aspects of my life. I couldn't possibly have my incredibly extensive morning routine each day without this blog, and I certainly would have given up on the Friday Fair web show months ago if it weren't for my practice and just showing up. And I probably never would have run sacred circles as small as just 3 people if I wasn't used to showing up. I show up regardless because it's my vision, kind of like how we might show up to a 9-to-5 job even when we're not in the mood, because it's our job. It's just what we do. Rain or shine, feeling on top of our game or defeated, we show up. We can do it for jobs or other people, so why can't we do it for our vision and ourselves? Why can't we feel worthy enough to know this is just as real? Things become real long before they ever become physicalized. They're committed to over and over again until they become a thing, an anchor, something that has its own life. Just because we can't see our visions out there in the world yet doesn't mean they aren't real, and we can make them more and more real by committing to them over and over again. Someone once asked me, when do you become an official blogger versus someone who just writes a blog once in a while? And the answer was easy. You show up like it's your job, even if you're not getting paid for it, because it is. You show up. It's kind of shocking what magic can happen when you keep showing up, even when you're scared or uncertain, even when you need a part-time job to fund you showing up, even when you can only spare 10 minutes, you just show up. And that commitment starts to make that vision more and more real, until you forget about the results, until you're simply devoting yourself to your vision. Because the thing about a vision is it's less about what happens out there and more about what it changes in you. A vision always transforms you into the highest version of yourself, into your genius. And all we have to do is show up. Show up like it's real. Show up like it matters. Show up like we matter. Show up like we're geniuses. It doesn't have to be brilliant or well-received or even garner any results at all. You just have to show up and devote yourself to that vision. Questions for reflection. Answer in a journal, in the comments right here, or take it over to the Sacred Branding Facebook group where we can support one another. Do you really show up for your own vision? Do you keep showing up for what you really want in life, even if it's not getting you the results you're looking for? Do you sometimes get frustrated when you're not getting those results? Do you look around to people around you who seem to be thriving and get envious and resentful for all of your hard work? Have you ever started a new endeavor enthusiastically, only to give up on it when you didn't get the results you wanted or expected? Have you ever shamed yourself and thought something was wrong with you? Have you ever doubted you were good enough or that it looked professional enough? What if showing up is all that matters? What if showing up, even when it's hard or when you aren't getting results, becomes a devotional practice that builds your capacity to just keep showing up? What if the real power of a vision is that it transforms you, and then its creation is just a natural manifestation of who you are?